On another planet, far from Earth, is a being called Rage. A castaway from another planet, he's now here. Half bear, half man. He escaped apocalyptic war on his home planet. He reluctantly fled, desperate for resources and reinforcements. However, the Jackals had other plans. They followed Rage through a wormhole and now want to rule over Earth as well. Go now to IndiePlanet.com or click the link in the podcast description for issues 1-3 for the complete story and now new off the press special issue Rage number 4. All shall beware of Rage.
Welcome back to the Ham Palace. I'm not stopping. I am not stopping at all. I am going to... Oh, I should say I am. Hambo is recording on Audacity, Audiotonic. It's been rebuilt, I guess, as... It's been rebuilt to just record on a PC here, and I can see the sound waves as I speak. So we'll give this a go. We'll try it out, see if it works. So far, so good. Yeah, I'm paying $5 a month here, so I got to start podcasting here again. And I've been missing my dates. Been missing my quota, and iTunes has passed another law, so I gotta go and make sure that that's okay, and okay that before I can get my my podcast back on iTunes. It's probably temporarily stopped. Every so often, iTunes likes to be difficult and put a new law in place, and you got to agree to it, and you got to find time to do that, and click the okay, and yeah, it's just a big pain. Until then, they pause everything, but enough about that, enough about the behind the scenes. We got Dune 2 to talk about. Dune 2, which I saw in a nice laser theater, I guess. There's laser sound, I don't know, I'll just say really nice sound. Really nice picture quality. And, you know, everyone was saying, oh, go to IMAX. I'm like, I just wasn't feeling the IMAX. I could still go see it in IMAX if I wanted to, but wasn't feeling it. But anyway, so the first one, I wasn't too blown away by, but I appreciated the cinematography. And I knew it was a part one. And it very much felt like a big setup for the next one. So I was like, it's good, but, you know, about 3 out of 4. Could be better. And it's just, you know, how can you judge a movie on just part one when it's so blatant it's part one of part two? Which, and here's the thing. I got a problem with the Dune franchise, is that the Dune thing, I didn't know it was supposed to be 2 parts. I was thinking 3 parts, and nobody told me that it was supposed to be more than 2 parts, or only 2 parts, because I'm used to trilogies, and I don't think the general public knew that either. So when, and this is going to be a spoilers review, so when the tide turns kind of early in this movie, I figured, well, this is kind of funny. Usually this happens towards the end of the movie. But all the Doom people, House Atreides or whatever, and the locals, they start turning, you know, they start blowing apart these ships, and just taking down the enemy, and really just really overthrowing them, so it's not that big of a deal. And the special effects are really good, very good actually. I quite like them. And the acting's top notch. Everyone's really good. I can't think of the guy's name that I don't know what this, none of the actors are coming to me right now. Let me look it up. This happens usually when I'm put on the spot. Let me go to the IMDb. Josh Brolin. There we go. Not IMDb. IMDb. Type in Dune 2 here. Josh Brolin, Timothy. I always want to say Timothy Charlemagne, but it's not. It's Charlemagne, Timothy Charlemagne. And of course, Zendaya, and their beautiful Rebecca Ferguson. They're all good. They're all good in this. And, you know, there's a lot of things that I remember about David Lynch's version of Dune. I have not read the book, unfortunately. And there's a lot of things that I remember about the original comparing it to this one, and there's a lot of things I forgot. And one of the things is that, you know, the worms. There's a real wild scene where this woman is conjuring up one of the worms, and it jumps around her like a baby worm. And she holds it, and she's showing Rebecca Ferguson, you know, how to tame these worms or whatever, and how they get the blue stuff, and she almost pretty much drowns it. She drowns it in the water. And it was very, very alien. Like, it's something very... There's a lot of... I definitely see where Prometheus got some of its influence, probably from Dune, because a lot of it felt like the movie Prometheus and Alien 1 a little bit. The whole design, it's very Geiger-esque. And Geiger is the guy that designed Aliens, or Alien 1, especially. H.R. Geiger. You know, there's a lot to talk about here. Anyway, this woman's drowning this worm, and she sticks this hook down this worm, and she pulls out, after she drowned it, she pulls out this blue stuff, and the blue stuff goes out and goes into this vial, and Rebecca Ferguson has to drink, you know, the tribesmen are making her drink this blue stuff, and the blue stuff is, you know, one of the old ladies, she's kind of like an elder, kind of shaman, or kind of a witch or shaman, and she, you know, has the blue. Like, she looks blind and everything, and so she transfers her spirit through this blue stuff into Rebecca Ferguson, and yeah, it's real wild. It's a crazy scene, and Rebecca Ferguson gets pregnant, and her kid is talking to her, and it's just a really, it's neat that it's done, you know, kind of realistically. You know, this is about as realistic as you can portray the whole story. and they're going for that. But it's definitely some stuff where it's like, yeah, you know, it could, it's pretty fantastic. But they want to keep it down to Arrakis as they can. And keep it gritty and kind of real. And so they do that, and she drinks, and she makes Timothy Chalamet has to drink the blue stuff too, and then he changes. So they both change in their personality; they become more tyrannical, but everyone gets behind him. The only person that doesn't really notice this change is Zendaya, who's real leery of, you know, dictators and people that would call themselves, you know, so-called leaders. And she notices the change in him, and he went from being like kind of doubtful about the whole thing and to like super all in. He turned into kind of like a super diva after he drank the stuff, and he believed his own hype, and he ends up taking on some of the evil people. I can't think of their names right now, and his whole team ends up winning in a way. Dave Bautista. Here, played by the Beast Rabin. He gets killed off. It's good. It's a good movie. I'll read. Let's see here. I'll read the storyline to see you guys. The log line. Paul Atreides unites with Channy and the Freeman, who, while on a warpath of revenge against the conspirators who destroyed his family, facing a choice between the love of his life and the fate of the known universe, he endeavors to prevent a terrible future only he can foresee. So yeah, he's trying to take these people out, and he succeeds pretty much. Now there's a guy that's got, you know, one of the, I forgot the name of the opposing force. They all got the shaved heads, the bald people, I guess, for lack of a better term. They have one of their champions that's like an arena fighter go after Timothy Chalamet and his character, and he's like a really good, real evil, like he slits everybody's throats that doesn't agree with him kind of guy. And yeah, they fight towards the end of the movie, and it's a good climax. Timothy Chalamet's character, Paul Atreides, I should say, he finds out that he is related to the big fat villain in this, playing by Stellan Skarsgård. And so that's a heck of a revelation. I don't remember that from the original Dune, but Baron Harkonnen, yeah, that's right, the Harkonnens. And there's kind of a brief moment where he's got Stellan, or I should say Baron Harkonnen, on the ropes. And he figured, is he going to embrace him as family or what? But no, he pretty much goes up and kills him. And this isn't... Yeah, this is This is dark. It's a dark movie. And so he totally commits to going all in and going pretty much being evil. And I thought that was funny because Josh Brolin, I thought he would kind of change his mind, but his character is just kind of like, okay, he goes along with it. Gurney Halleck, and he kind of goes along with everything, which I didn't really see that coming. So everybody kind of is, everybody is like drinking the punch except for his girlfriend there. And she sees the corruption that could take place, that is taking place here. And especially after he wins a fight against their champion, Harkonnen, his cousin, and played by, what's this guy's name here? Butler. Austin Butler. And it's a good knife fight scene. And he kills him, though. And there's a neat effect at the beginning of this movie where it talks about the spice, you know, the spice is life, you know, that whole tagline, and the spice is power. But the way the effect they put onto the voice is so damn creepy. It's really good. Like, it really unsettles you. It's just real, like, down to the core. Like, it's like, the spice is life, and the life is power. And really, the effect they put on the voice, the reverb, is, like, really good. Like, disturbing. It'll disturb you. And it's like, man, if they could get to that point again in the movie, they really got something. And the thing is, like, nobody, they don't tell you whose voice that is, and that doesn't come up again in the movie, which is unfortunate. So, I don't know. I guess I heard he's going to do a part 3. It kind of wraps everything up a little bit more, called Dune Messiah, so it might be a part 3. See, that's the thing, we don't know. And I think that kind of hurt the franchise, because we didn't know if it's a part 1, 2, and 3. How many parts are there? So it kind of messes with you a little bit as far as the pacing of the story. But anyway, so Paul Atreides kills his cousin there, and the big king shows up, the emperor, played by Christopher Walken, and I believe his daughter, played by Florence Pugh, or granddaughter, whoever, and Paul Atreides like, okay, he's like, I will, you know, he's like, either bow to me, and I will marry your granddaughter, or die, and so you could see how Zendaya would be all butthurt from that. Yeah, who wouldn't, you know, and so, yeah. And Christopher Walken's got a good quote in it. I mean, everyone says he's not in the movie for that long. That's true. But I think the scenes that he's in, he's really good in. And he's got good lines in it. He's like, your father was soft. Rulers have to be hard. Cold. Or something to that effect. You have to be very cold to be a ruler. You can't be warm. You can't be nice. And that's kind of a theme of the story, I think. Theme of this movie as well. One of the many themes. And, yeah. So, the emperor kisses Paul's ring or whatever. And Paul's the supreme champion, the dictator. And in the last scene, you got Zendaya getting on the on her harness there. She's ready to jump onto a worm and ride one. She's all ticked off about the whole thing. She's pissed. And it sets it up for a third one in a way. So again, you know, we didn't know how many parts there would be to this movie. So it messes with you in this whole sense of what to expect and when to expect it. But again, the special effects are really good. The ships from the Harkonnens look like big beetles, and they look very realistic. A lot of the technology looks like big tanks. One of the parts in the movie is where Josh's character, Gurney, is in one of these big tanks that invades Arrakis or whatever. And his ship gets blown apart, and the guy inside of it, his co-worker, I guess, military buddy, gets blown away. And so he finds out that Paul Atreides, you know, pretty much did it with some help. He's like, "Hey, how you doing, man?" He's like, "Oh, that's so good to see you." It's like, "Well, yeah, but he blew away your buddy." It's like, there's some real weird, like, things going on where it's like, his character just doesn't pick up on things. Now, maybe I got to go back and rewatch part one. But I don't know. He seemed very oblivious to things. So I don't know if that's just how the story is in the book or how this telling is in this movie. So there's a lot more in the movie. I can go on about Javier Bardem. He's good. He disappears into the character of his character Stilgar. And he's like the number one head honcho over the natives. And he buys into Paul being the dictator there. And now it's an interesting, you know, the theme and the stories, it's like they're saying that a lot of it is where George Lucas got his ideas for Star Wars. And I'm sure it's definitely some major influence. There's some major influences going on there. So it's very good. Don't mind me, I gotta plug in my computer, make sure it doesn't turn off. I recommend it. I give it a high 8 out of 10. Almost a 9. That is my review of Dune 2. There's been tons of reviews. I tell you, when a movie comes out, big movie, you go on YouTube, everybody's covering that movie and everybody's spoiling everything. I like to wait a few weeks. Wait a little bit. Warm up to the idea. And then execute the review. So there you go. It's pretty laid back, kind of disjointed, review. It's been a lot on my plate as far as things going on in the old personal life and work. So it's I'm trying to keep everything balanced, and unfortunately, I have not been able to get to the podcasting as much lately. I've been working on my comic, Rage 4.5, a.k.a. the title is called Rage in Happy Land, and it's taken up a lot of my extra time, although not all of it. YouTubing, you know, but it's been, you know, St. Paddy's Day. I had a little get-together with the family, and my aunt, one of my aunts, she turned 100. And then I got, you know, it's just a lot. It's been a lot going on. Getting checkups, that kind of stuff. What else? What else been going on? Role-playing. Got some role-playing games. Been playing the Mythic system. But you guys aren't here for my role-playing experiences and stuff. But I can make a whole nother podcast from that. Been playing some video games, been playing some Pool of Radiance. But again, you guys aren't interested in the video game stuff. Been a Nintendo Switch, I got the Super Mario Brothers Deluxe. Which is, those games are always fun but annoying. Yeah, just put it into work at the with the comic and trying to dedicate myself to a page a week. Wish it could go faster. Unfortunately, can't really do that. But I've seen a few UFOs. That seems to be par for the course these days. Some some orbs that get bright and then they fade away and move. Don't know why they're so interested in the area. It could be because I'm by a military base, not too far from one. And but it's weird, you know. It's weird to see a moving orb that gets bright and then dims, which doesn't move like a plane. But anyway, yeah. Let's see here. Well, I think that's about it. I watched the Departed for my St. Paddy's Day movie, and I'll watch another Irish themed movie for St. Paddy's Day just because it was fun. And I drank some Guinness and ate a couple burgers that night, and I got incredibly stuffed. So I've been doing a lot of eating. And I've been stuffed quite a bit the last few days. I'm grateful for the food, but it's been a bit much. So with that, I'm gonna wrap it up, and hopefully I'll get another podcast out to you guys. I'll watch GoldenEye and do a review of that soon. But wanted to get this done, get this out to you guys, and maybe have a late night with Hambo. Some other thoughts. Yeah, because there's some other things to talk about. There's been some ramblings going on in the pop culture world. We got X-Men 97 that's out rocking and rolling. Everyone's seeing if it's woke or not. So far, the news has been that it's not been woke for the first couple episodes, so I'm thankful for that. That's great. But the trade-off is that I'd have to watch it on Disney Plus, which I've kind of vowed not to ever watch again and give them my money. Not after the terrible She-Hulk and the tearing apart of The Mandalorian and Book of Boba Fett. Ugh. But we'll wrap it up. I'll keep it short and then hopefully get the GoldenEye podcast to you soon and get this Apple debacle straightened out, and hopefully I'll do some more of these with a little bit more content, maybe a guest this year. I'll talk to you guys a bit later. We make sure you have long days and pleasant nights. Thanks for listening.